Hello, I'm Mike King, and in this extended clip from episode 23 of the Freight Buyers Club, released in August 2024, we're exploring what shippers need to know about threatened union action at US East Coast and Gulf Coast ports this coming fall. I'm speaking to renowned container shipping and supply chain analyst Lars Jensen, the CEO of Vespucci Maritime. Big thanks to Demerco Express Group for supporting independent journalism. We talked about, well, whether the global shipping supply chain can cope with future shocks and what those shocks might be. Now, please add any more that you can think of that I'm not going to throw at you. But the big one for me is what we talked about briefly earlier. It's the strikes by ILA longshoremen at US East and Gulf Coast ports, which are looking ever more likely on 1st of October. The existing contract with employers ends on September the 30th. That would be a pretty devastating blow to supply chains, but also probably a pretty devastating blow potentially to democratic hopes of winning the presidency again, I guess. No one wants this on their watch, do they?
The issue is, if you think back to the pandemic, when we ended up with these phenomenally high record rates, that took place in two stages. Stage number one was the pandemic and the immediate ripples. That led to rate levels that are more or less matching what we have today. Then you had a period in early spring 2021 where rates were slowly going down, as we are beginning to see now. Then in spring 21, you had the Ever Given vessel that got stuck in the Suez Canal. That was a trigger event for rates to double and get up to those extreme highs. If we get a strike on the US East Coast, it will have the same effect. It will be a similar trigger event. We haven't had a strike on the US East Coast since, I think it's 1977. So we don't have a lot to compare to there, but we can compare to what we've seen on the US West Coast. 2015, we didn't have an all-out strike, but we had go-slow actions, and then we had individual terminals shut down for a day here, a day there. And very rapidly, that led to a massive buildup. I think you had a pile of 40 mega vessels at one point lying outside Los Angeles. That was not with an all-out strike. That was just with a small strike here and there. Should this happen on the US East Coast, keep in mind we have zero excess capacity in the world. So this would have the same effect as the blockage of the Suez Canal in 21. And shippers should prepare themselves for, if we get a widespread strike on the US East Coast, plan for rates to go to the same extreme records as we saw during the worst of the pandemic.
So total carnage.
Yes.
Do you think there's to the degree there's been a bit of front loading just to avoid this? Is that being the driver of any of those early shipments?
Yeah, I think that is a significant driver in the US. In the US, it has been concerns over that we might have these kinds of disruptions. Whereas in Europe, it has more been driven by, well, you just have a much longer sailing time because we have to go around Africa. For the US, that's only a tiny part of the market that now goes around Africa that used to go through Suez to the US East Coast.
What sort of ripple effects could it have away from that, say, Asia-US East Coast trade or trades into the US East Coast? Because as you say, it's everything stretched.
I mean, if you have a strike on the US East Coast, that impacts all services. So it's also the Atlantic services that comes from Europe. It's the Latin American services that comes from South America and Caribbean. For US importers, all of a sudden, well, if that's the case, you will see people try to divert cargo either through Mexican or US West Coast ports, which would then inevitably also lead to congestion in those places.
And maybe you'll get some container lines plunging in like we saw into the US West Coast, hoping to get hold of some of those high rates.
Exactly. And you're going to see vessels diverted. Vessels that were en route to the US East Coast might get diverted and say, fine, we're going to go to, say, Mexico. We might even divert them and go to US West Coast if this seems to be a gigantic nightmare. So once a strike is then done, you're going to see several weeks of a cleanup process to get the ships back to their normal rotations.
Is there any advice you would give shippers looking ahead at sort of that Q4 and going, okay, we might have these strikes on the US East Coast, but we could have a whole new tariff regime being announced, maybe not implemented then, but announced then. But even if it was coming into effect 4 or 5 months later, you would still need to start acting almost immediately. Should they be preparing now?
And they probably are. I mean, that might also be part of what you saw with the surge. Not that much, though, because it again depends on who wins the presidential election. I can certainly see a scenario if it's a Trump administration, it's just going to be a tariff on anything from anywhere. And that would prompt a lot of front loading. But I don't think it would be that severe if you get a Democratic president elected instead.